This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did they really cancel President's Day? Kevin, I need Todd as a fact checker on this because I think it was fake news. Kevin is telling me.
Why would they cancel that? They finally got their president.
No, no, no. It's only been canceled until we get one.
Oh, boy. See, here we go.
I'll be here all week, folks. Thank you very much. Good night.
Man.
Direct your hate mail to Kevin Flynn, who's also working on. Do you have John Denver ready in the Country Roast?
I'm working on it.
Can we hear a little bit of the first bit of it? Can you pull up a little John Denver?
I will work on. Wait, see if I can do that for you. Yes,
because you'll get some help from some listeners on how to fill in the lyrics. There,
we are the garage band is working on a version of Country Roads entitled Sleepy Joe.
And at some point today, we'll give you a little bit of reveal on that. Yeah. And we should maybe. Yep. Ask for a little help from the audience.
Yeah,
there you go. They might fill in the gaps.
Yeah, yep. There you go, right there. Yes. Got it. There you go.
It's a good song. Yep.
Sleepy Joe, take him home.
Yeah.
You know, West Virginia is a good Trump state, so that's, you know.
Yeah.
Assisted living.
Sorry, but
this is going to be good.
It might be offensive to some, but we'll have a disclaimer.
All right. Hey, folks, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Two very important things I need to tell you. One, the Dakota Electric Cooperative people still don't have power. What in the heck is going on? Todd, did you ever get a call back from them yesterday?
I did after the show, and the basic thing is, you know, when you get like one transformer or one substation, it goes and you fix it and everybody's back online. Well, this is the opposite. This is like lots of little lines here and there with a lot of ice on, and they're falling and stuff, and the weather has not been cooperative. But they are calling in more and more troops to help get back online. So.
Have they seen the forecast?
I was wondering if the president just shut it all off and expecting them to have solar panels tomorrow.
Well, and my deal is
that dumb.
Yeah, well, that's your
You really are here all week, aren't you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But here's my deal. There are a lot of rural electric cooperatives in North Dakota that are very good neighbors. So I think if they made a phone call or two, they would have all they need. And if they haven't seen the forecast, they better check that and call in some, you know, reinforcements here. This is ridiculous.
And they are. So, but, you know, to locate each and every one of those, given that it might be a little line here and a little line there, and then all of a sudden you find out another little line over here, too.
Well, what's that line my mom used to use? Many hands make light work or something. I just think, get some reinforcements, follow the lines. Dakota Valley Electric is in especially the Moore Logan County border area. That's evidently about 1,100 customers. And I have one listener that said a county commissioner in Lemoore said it's going to be two more days. Could be two more days. Which I'm just like, are you kidding me right now?
You know, the other thing to remember is the power company doesn't make any money if you're not using power. So they have incentive to get you back online despite, you know, whether they care about you or not.
I don't doubt they care.
They have even further incentive beyond just the human aspect or the caring aspect. They do want to get you back online. So,
let's
call
troops
in to get it done, then you got to do it. And they're doing it.
Okay, so, but just, you know, sometimes we kind of have that thing where, you know, we can take care of it. We're not going to ask for any help. Ask for the help, right? I mean, look at what happened during DAPL. How many law enforcement officers, sheriffs, police came in from all over and helped. It would take a few phone calls. This is a power co-op deal. I remember the flood of 1997. Still have, cold sweats and wake up in the middle of the night thinking about the water surrounding us in that deal. And guess what? There were people that came in from all over Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and power was back on quicker. People help. So
you forget DAPL, you don't just happen to see a parallel between the rioting that happened there and the rioting that happened in D.C. No parallel there whatsoever, right?
Well, it's the same groups funding it, you know.
That was sarcasm, by the way.
Yeah, I know it was. I know it was, but you're
just
right.
In case somebody else is listening going, what are you talking about?
Well, yeah, that's what amazed. You know, even yesterday, using the death of a police officer for your political, I called Senator Kevin Cramer last night and said, you know, the police officer, the Capitol police officer that lost his life, it's just to me, So sad. And however, whether it was quote unquote Trump supporters, whether it was, you know, they were pawns and other people were getting, I don't care. The point is it happened. But I don't ever recall any other police officer, the Capitol Police, laying in state at the Capitol and having, you know, a public ceremony on television and everything. Do you think that was to properly honor that officer, or do you think that was to say, see, you Trump supporters, what you did? See what you did? It was political.
Oh, yeah.
The speeches were political.
Ridiculous.
And get a load of this. They did that. He told me, Senator Cramer told me there was a family service for this officer. He was a regular attendee at one of the Baptist ministers, a little, what do you call it? Just a little service, I guess, they have at the Capitol, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. This guy would go.
Yep.
And so this pastor was very close to him and the family. So they did a private ceremony, okay, and he gave the eulogy for this this Capitol Police officer. You following me?
Yeah. Yep.
So this Baptist minister who knows this guy for many, many years and the services he'd come to does the eulogy and the service. And guess what? C-SPAN was told by the higher-ups in the Democratic Party,
oh.
don't take the eulogy and don't take his, you know, preaching.
Yeah.
Don't
why is C-SPAN
put that out to people.
Out of control the narrative.
I don't know. I think they have to play nice with him, otherwise they won't be there anymore.
Not to take away from the officer's, you know, service and his day.
It was neutral.
It was all day, and not once did I see one story about the three National Guard members that lost their lives in the Black Hawk crash in Idaho yesterday. Nothing on that.
Nothing
on any flag draped coffin that comes back every day.
Yeah.
But this is an opportunity to turn on the cameras and say how bad it was.
And if you don't think Antifa and Black Lives Matter didn't play a role, Kevin, you and I saw them with our own eyes. You can spot them a mile away. Their little dark look. You know, I never saw any of them trying to be Trump folks. You know, the big rumors is that was good. But they were there.
Well, the one thing that got me that I saw that I even pointed out to Alex, I said, why do you need a 2x4 for a flagpole? There was about six guys running around with like 6 foot 2x4s
with
flags on them.
Exactly.
And I thought, what's that all about?
Yeah, and you know, I've been accused of having blood on my hands because we were there, and because we had listeners.
You're the one who took the bus from Bismarck and took rioters with you.
No, we did not.
I didn't, but anyway, people say we did.
I heard
all BS.
Yeah, so it was true, right? Because you heard it. You must be listening to the wrong radio station. Anyway, by the way, I wanted people to go. I'm not going to lie and say I didn't want people to go. I did because it's America. It's your country. Stand up for it. I mean, I was there because I was worried for our country. There's nothing wrong with that. I didn't break any rule, law. I was in the Capitol lawfully. You know, it's just crazy. But by the way, the person who said I had blood in my hands said, I had blood in my hands because of those police officers, because of who died that day. And I said, well, what about the blood on the hands of people way back to Ferguson? What about cops being assassinated in Dallas and New York City at point blank? Who did that? Why did they do that?
I'm leaving.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, here's what I want to tell you. The other important thing today, well, there's two more important things. One, I got the number on how many donors there were last year to Giving Hearts Day, and it's 6,000 and some change. So we got to blow by that, and then I'll have red hair for Giving Hearts Day, okay? Pick your favorite charity, please, today at Giving Hearts Day. Maybe do two charities. Maybe do five. Maybe do ten. $10 or more, you donate that, it counts towards our number. It is one of the nation's longest-running 24-hour giving events. Dakota Medical Foundation, the Impact Foundation, the Alex Stern Family Foundation are honored to host this joyful celebration of the community's Giving Hearts. It is sort of a virtual event this year. There'll be a lot of things at givingheartsday.org, but we'll be at Giving Hearts Day headquarters all day, literally all day, 24 hours for that. And I'm really hoping I have red hair. But that's up to you, folks. That's up to you. Pick your favorite charity. There's pro-life charities. There's ministries. There's parochial schools. There's, pet. What do I try to say? Like Humane Society and pet rescue groups.
Yep,
and there's something
Humane
for
Society
everybody.
In Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Yeah,
I don't see
all over our region.
I don't see Planned Parenthood on this. I'm looking. I don't see. So it shares our values. This is something you want to do. And by the way, who doesn't want to win a truck? Thanks to Gate City Bank, they're giving away a 2021 Chevy Silverado Trail Boss pickup. Home Gym, Catalyst gift card, $250 Shields gift card, and Vision Bank donating a specialized mountain bike. For everybody that donates, you're in that drawing. And there's no purchase necessary, even if you don't donate, you're in the drawing. But you, by the way, don't have to donate cash. The donor means giving of your time, your talent, your treasure. So you can say, I really like this charity. I don't have any money to give. Can I volunteer for them? Can I help them with their social media? Is there something I can do from home? Is that not great or what? Okay. Al in Pierce, South Dakota is our first caller. And we're going to go to a break in a moment, Al. But you are going to be the first caller in the next segment where we are doing, are you ready, guys? Radio graffiti. Radio graffiti. Graffiti. Just like you see on the trains going by. Just like you see in New York City on every other building. Your chance to give me 1 minute, 1 minute only, on anything. I will not interrupt you unless you decide to do something you can't do, like use bad words. And then nobody will hear it because it will be dumped anyway, and we have a delay for that. Just whether you like the show, whether you don't like the show, whether you're a Biden fan, whether you're an Obama fan, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's your chance to say anything. Radio Graffiti, 1 minute, 1 minute only. When we return, Alan Pierce, South Dakota, is next. And then we'll get to our guests, which include Alan Lund, to talk about a beef checkoff bill in the state legislature. We're going to talk to Jim the Flagpole Guy. Governor Burgum will be here today. Grover Norquist will be here today to tell you how much the Biden administration is spending and how much taxes will have to be raised to pay for it. And don't forget the debt. Oh, it's a doozy. Stay tuned, friends. All coming up.
Around here, things are different. We believe in working together when times get tough. Around here, neighbors help neighbors. We take pride in our way of life, and we step up when we're called. I'm Josh DeMille. Visit givingheartsday.org to support your favorite charity by donating, pledging to volunteer, or giving new and used goods. Help someone in your community this Giving Hearts Day, Thursday, February 11th.
Hi, this is Stacey Boster, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Boster, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them... No, it's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
One segment for Radio Graffiti, so get in right now, 800-228-0550. I also want a text or two, but I can't give the texters a minute. We'll give them a few seconds, but the callers is what we want for the Radio Graffiti at 800-228-0550. Today is Thursday. That means PetroServe USA is serving up home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. I stop most often at their Valley City location because I'm back and forth a lot between Bismarck and Fargo. And it is always fantastic. Today it's pulled pork or the French dip sandwich. That's exit 292, Valley City, go north for home cooking. Go north for easy in and out for the truckers. Go north for the best deal, on PetroServe USA fuel. Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA. Meatloaf dinner in Harwood, Country Fried Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and Shepherd's Pie, 12th Avenue North. Now, that's like, what's in Shepherd's Pie? Is it like beef?
Oh,
is it like
beef,
pork?
Yep.
Celery?
Peas, carrots.
Yeah, so it's kind,
of a, like a meat. Yep.
It's like a lot of stuff.
Yep. It's okay. Irish. Very good.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Okay, 1 minute. 1 minute only. By the way, don't forget, I'm going to Bismarck next week for the K-Fire Agri International. Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday for sure. Maybe Wednesday we're going to have a pie social. Pizza pie and pie pie.
Nice.
From the,
any shepherd's pie?
No shepherd's pie. But we are going to have like the caramel and the berry and the apple and the best hometown pie you've ever had in your life. And then I'm leaving there and I'm going to a bull sale. My first bull sale. The good folks that are hosting this are Breeding for the Future. It'll be in,
Washington, D.C.? Sorry.
Yeah, that's the BS sale. This is a bull. It's the 23rd annual production sale Wednesday from 1 to 3. And it's at the CB Sale Facility, 4 miles south of 76th Avenue Southeast, 56 Red and Black. How do you say this? I always mess this up. Seminables? Seminables? Where's the emphasis on that?
I don't know. That's I don't know that one.
Todd knows. Simmental? Or is more
Simmental.
Of the...
Simmental. Okay.
So you go longer on the tall. They're bulls. I know them. They're really good bulls. They got 10 bred heifers. You got the pick of the 2020 born heifers in one flush opportunity. First bull sale I've ever been to. All right, let's get to the phones. Alan Pierce, South Dakota, 1 minute, 1 minute only. Go!
I was just curious if there was any way of knowing how much alternative energy was generated in the Central Dakotas on Monday and Tuesday this week. We could not see the sun. And I'm pretty sure there was no wind because my Trump flag with a bullet hole in it was hanging limp. And that's all I got to say.
All right, we'll leave it at that. And many things I could comment on, especially the bullet hole in the Trump flag. I don't get that.
Somebody took a shot at it.
Neighbor is a little crazy.
Somebody,
Ed Bismarck, 1 minute, 1 minute only. Go!
Quick question for you. Do you know if the Bison football team is going to allow any Black Lives Matter insignia on the field? And do you know if they're going to allow them to kneel for the national anthem? I'll hang up and listen.
I don't know either. I can't imagine when you talk about Black Lives Matter memorabilia or whatever. I would say it just seems so far-fetched.
Yeah,
we'll ask. I don't know about the kneeling. It has happened with football players previously. A sad, tragic event that may be addressed in the legislature with some not-so-friendly, funding commitments as a result, but I don't know.
I think I had read that Coach and the staff, they basically have said if you want to do that, just do that on your own. You don't have to come out.
But they've,
you can hang on the line. You don't have to come out, but I don't think they're going to be doing that on the camera or in front on the field or in any way.
We'll ask. I do know donors have asked Matt Larson, the athletic director, and he has said, look, we're not going to interfere with their ability to do what they feel they need to do. So that was previous to that. I don't know on this one. I don't know. Mike in Fargo, 1 minute, 1 minute only, go.
It's a nice show. I don't listen to the other ones anymore since I retired. But we should have less of you and more of the people. You dominate the whole kit and caboodle with off-the-wall stuff that just isn't. That isn't why I listen to you. So thank you. Have a nice day. Bye.
So succinct with their comments here. Like, that was 20 seconds. Andy and Moorhead, 1 minute, go!
Hi. Say, I was thinking about my mom, God bless her. She would admonish us once in a while. Read a book once in a while. Read a book, she would say. Well, out of nostalgia, I've been reading books, not online, not on the phone or anything like that. And I bought a copy of Bias, a book from about 20 years ago, and that book could have been written yesterday. It is right on the money. So if people don't believe that there's a leftist slant in national news, it was identified over 30 years ago. So that's all I got. I didn't fill up my whole minute. So
no, you didn't. 40 seconds, I can't believe it. Who wrote Bias again?
Bernard Goldberg.
Oh, Bernie Goldberg.
Yeah, Bernie. He was a CBS insider.
Yeah, good guy.
I remember that.
We've had Bernie on before. Maybe we'll bring Bernie back. He was a regular on Bill O'Reilly. I haven't seen him forever, though. So I don't
know. And you know what's funny is that you can – that was, what, 20 years ago he wrote that. You go back to Dewey Defeats Truman.
Yeah.
To Bias.
There's another author out there. She's a woman. She's done a good job on this as well. I think she used to be at Facebook. Can't remember her name. I'll find out. Mike and Perm, you got a minute? Go.
Yes. You know, I heard on Fox News this morning that Joe Biden is a devout Catholic. I got to tell you, if he's a devout Catholic, I'm Wendell Willkie. I mean, this guy stands for everything that the church stands against, especially when it comes to abortion. What part of that does he not understand? To me, it just really tells me that the man is a hypocrite. I'm a devout Catholic myself, and so are you, Scott. But I can't believe this guy. I mean, like, such a liar. He makes Baron Munchausen look like he's got a learner's permit. And that's all I have to say, guy.
Have a great day. Man.
I think Mike could be a writer for John Kennedy.
Yeah, that is
Can you
good.
Pull up John Kennedy?
We're good,
we'll give him a minute. John Kennedy was on fire yesterday, the senator from Louisiana, talking about the damage that will happen to energy country if Joe Biden gets his way. Here's the deal I'd say, Mike, about devout and Catholic, okay? That's sort of a prideful thing. First of all, if you say you're a devout Catholic, you're saying that I'm better than you and whatever. The devout part should be in your heart, but it is amazing to watch how the media does it. It goes back to Bias. You know, they're trying to elevate Joe Biden. He's a devout Catholic, but they forget the teaching of the church where the guy is actually intrinsically evil by the teaching of the church. He's committing an intrinsic evil he needs to take to spiritual advice, to the confessional, before he even receives the Eucharist, which in the eyes of the Catholic Church is the body of Christ. It goes back to the Lord's Supper. This is my body. This is my blood. That, through the power of the priest, is actually taking a wafer, a piece of bread, and making it the body of Christ. So when you receive the body of Christ in a state of grave sin, mortal sin, the church calls it, that is when you do something, adultery, things you shouldn't do, sexually, whatever. Read the catechism. It's rich. It's really rich with a great guideline for life. So that's what you're talking about. But I don't call myself a devout Catholic. I'm a Catholic. I believe in the church. I follow the rules. But I am a sinner just like everybody else, or I wouldn't be in the confessional once a month at a minimum. And I love it when I get there a couple times a month. You know, it's just, please. Giving Hearts Radio Graffiti. Okay? Good morning. I was ready to donate to Giving Hearts Day until I looked at the charities they support. Pet rescue, pet placement is not something I will support. Well, don't support it then. Pick another one. Dean, pick another one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
That's up to you. 500 charities to pick one. You're going to find a lot you love.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today. At your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Since 2015, the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff has sent $2.3 million of your hard-earned money to NCBA, the same group that fought country of origin labeling for beef and declared that beef is beef no matter where it comes from. House Bill 1487 will make the State Beef Checkoff voluntary, so you'll be able to choose if you want to support NCBA. Contact Ag Committee members to voice your support for 1487. Visit i-band.org for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Justice Department is mulling the idea to charge members involved in the January 6th occupation of the Capitol building under a federal law usually used against organized crime. The Racketeer Influence and Corruption Organization Act, known as RICO, enables prosecutors to combat certain ongoing racketeering crimes. Wisconsin prosecutors are seeking a new arrest warrant for Kenosha shooter 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, claiming that he broke the conditions of his bail by moving houses and disapprove of his carefree attitude. Court documents filed with Judge Bruce Schroeder show that prosecutors essentially cannot find Rittenhouse. First conceived of the combustion of a hydrogen bomb on a South Pacific island in 1952, the heavy element einsteinium is one of the shyer members of the periodic table. It's so unstable that no one has had a good look at it till now. A team of chemists at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in Los Alamos has published a report in the journal Nature. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just a little bit and give you a little dose of give me the best minute from John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana, about the mess we are in because of the Biden administration. All right,
how about the best 7 seconds?
I don't know about you, but my car doesn't run off fairy dust. My car doesn't run off unicorn urine.
All right. I want a little.
That's really all you need for that whole interview.
I bet he's never actually tried that.
I want a little clip of him the whole show, every break we come back, okay? Because he's so good. He's so good.
Oh, he is just lightning. You know, he said these Biden oil policies is ever going to gut Louisiana like a fish.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
True. Like North Dakota's in a bit of the same boat with what he's doing.
I love the gut the fish line. Oh, Kevin and I were spitting up. We were laughing so hard. We heard that for the first time yesterday. It was unbelievable.
I'll find the link again. It's so good.
Oh, it is. Dak Diesel is one of our favorite sponsors here because we know a lot of people within the sound of our voice have diesel. That's how the farm goes, right? It's how your truck goes. It's how your tractor goes. Just name your go-to vehicle. You know, equipment, and it's diesel, so it's got to go. And they have a great alternative to spending a fortune on a diesel engine repair, and it's this 4-plus additive. It's this turbo cleaner. Call them and get it today, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, or DakDiesel.com. All right, what did I have to do here? One more thing, I think. Let's see here. I'm saying a lot. Not as much as Jen Psaki says but I am saying a lot.
What is the deal?
Should we
her?
Play the game? 30 seconds, I'll not say
You don't have to do that?
Yeah, but first let's play with Jen. Let's give her 30 seconds, make sure she doesn't say she likes to ask the questions in advance, which is really weird. Can you imagine Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying, okay, press, tell me what you're going to ask me? Now, they only do that for Democrats. We found out about it, and she's not been called on the carpet yet. I don't think this woman's going to last. I don't think she'll be here through 2021.
I don't know.
Is flaming out. Then when she gets the questions that she knows is coming, what does she say? Let me circle back to you.
You're going to circle back.
To you. That's the new word. I'll circle back to
Let
you
Let me
on
go
that.
Get the answer I'm supposed to give you.
Right. That I already
and I'll
knew,
be right back.
And I'll circle back to you.
Yeah.
And let me say a few times, too.
Listen to the first part of this, 22 seconds. Says she's got the statement down, but then she goes off.
In terms of what sanctions options may exist or what options in terms of a response may exist. The president, of course, reserves the right to respond in the manner and course of his choosing at any point in time. But we're going to let this review complete, and then our policy teams will make decisions about any specific steps they'll take in response.
Looking for a thought there. Looking for an answer.
Well,
there.
And plus said nothing. President reserves the right to do what, you know, tell me something I don't know. I mean,
like
she's going to say, no, the president's ruled this out. He's not going to, you know, come on. This administration is scaring the living daylights out of me, folks. And I'm just going to focus on the four borders of North Dakota, okay, east, west, north, south, and say, okay, let's just deal with what they're doing with us. And I'm telling you, we've got an assault. Governor Burgum, next hour to talk more about that. I know Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, is gearing up, just like he's done in the past with Waters of the U.S., the battle against Minnesota on coal. We have to. All right, let's go to Selfridge, North Dakota. Alan Lund is here. Alan is a supporter of House Bill 1487 pertaining to the beef checkoff. He is a cattle producer out there. How are you, Alan? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Scott, for having me on.
My first big question for you is, am I saying Seminole right?
Semental.
So you got to really go tall on the end. You got to give it a little juice on the end to say it properly.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to a bull sale, and I want to blend. I don't want to look like the city boys, so I want to say, boy, is that a beautiful Semital. I don't want to say Seminole or something like that. And have them go, boy, is this guy a dork. So
well, bred heifers don't come in white wheat and rye and pumpernickel, by the way.
Right, yeah. I'll be at the Wilkinson Farm, which is over there by another town I can't pronounce, Montpelier.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's on Wednesday. 1 to 3. So my first bull sale, I know that probably surprises you, Alan, right? What happens at a bull sale? You sell some bulls and what else?
Well, yeah, basically buy some bulls. Go over their ETDs and basically pick the bulls you want to buy. And usually they go too high price, so you end up with another bull.
Now, when you say ETDs, you said, what is that?
EPDs, which would be the birth weights and the gains on the cattle.
Are bloodlines important, too, kind of like a horse?
Yes, which is basically the same thing, yes.
I'd love a bull. I don't know what I'd do with it, but I know what the bulls are bought to do, but yeah. I don't know. I don't have the other.
Your neighbors in South Fargo would love that.
One bull would kind of do it for me, but I am looking forward to it because I love ranchers. I love what you do, and I know sometimes they go for a ridiculous price, and I hope they do for the Wilkinsons, because of course one bull can manage to, you know, kick out a lot of cattle and a lot of meat that ultimately would be great on my table. So I know how this all works, but I'm looking forward to being there. And thanks for the 101 on the bull sale. We'll be there Wednesday 1 to 3 at the Wilkinson Farm. So I hope you can join us. More on that later. Right now, let's talk about House Bill 1487. What would it do, Alan?
So House Bill 1487 would amend our current North Dakota beef checkoff. Basically, all it is doing is changing one word in our current checkoff. It's changing the word must to may. Thereby, it would be making this bill totally voluntary. So if you sold a cow and you wish to send a dollar into the North Dakota beef checkoff, that's what you would have the right to do that. If you didn't, then you wouldn't.
So it's optional then. The change is, if you want to do it, great. If you don't, you want it. That's what changes?
Yeah, basically what we're doing is this would change it into an opt-in program instead of an opt-out. The way it's touted, right now the North Dakota beef checkoff is touted as a voluntary bill or a voluntary checkoff in the ask. That you automatically have to pay this dollar, but you can contact them and go through some forms and get your money refunded. And so at the same time that the current bill is kind of touted as being voluntary, if you don't pay in that dollar, you will be charged with a Class B misdemeanor.
Interesting. Now, one of the things that sort of makes me, suspect of anything that is touted as the thing that'll make everything better for, you know, the cattle world is that cattle ranchers never seem to agree. They never seem to rally. And I know some version of that issue was discussed back in 2015, and some people that were in the room said, you know, everybody was too stubborn to get to a point of any agreement. And, you know, fighting to include the legislation and have it go to a vote of every cattleman then. Stockmans were ticked and said you don't need a vote as the checkoff has 70-plus approval. Then some others said, you know, you shouldn't be afraid of a vote just to put it to rest, but they didn't see any need for that. And you know, some predicted we'd be back here fighting about it a few years later. And guess what? Here we are. So help me understand why ranchers fight on this, though, and there's not more unity about the way forward.
Well, I think that, so getting back to this vote, to me, that would have been the only right thing to do. The producers that pay into this beef checkoff, to me, they own it. So they have a right to decide how it is administered. So, yes, there was not unity. There was a side that wanted this, a side that didn't want it. Well, the one side that didn't want it, I was on that side, and all we asked for was the right for the producers to be able to vote on this. So if the majority of the cattle producers that pay into this program would have decided that they wanted a mandatory extra beef checkoff, I would have went along with it. Yeah, we have spoken, and I would it would have been fine with me.
So this is sort of, okay, we couldn't agree in 2015. It became a food fight, no pun intended. Now let's just fix it by legislation. And what could be possibly wrong with giving the rancher the choice? Do you want to do it? Do you not want to do it? That's what you're saying here.
Yes.
And what would that accomplish? What do you think if that was in place 2, 4, 6 years after this session, what looks different?
Well, I'm going to say that there's not going to be a lot of money paid into the North Dakota beef checkoff if it's opt-in. That's what's going to change. Right now, I've heard talk that there's like between 12 and 15% of the money that they have to refund. Well, what would change in 3 or 4 or 1 year if this was opt-in is there might be 5% of the producers that would actually pay into it.
Because they don't see it working. How would it be satisfactory to you? If that checkoff continued, what could be done differently that would have you say, all right, we love it now? Obviously, you're not happy with how the checkoff dollars are being spent or the program. What would make it better if the checkoff stayed?
That it would be transparent, that we would actually have a beef board that would, have a different beef board. It would be easier to run for it and get on the beef board so you could actually make decisions. The biggest thing would be that our beef commission would quit pumping all of this money into the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Interesting. You know, I wish there could be some consensus among producers. And that's the hardest thing. I hear these arguments on all sides, and I say, well, in the case of what you're talking about, Alan, it seems to me if cattle producers that are out there investing their money aren't happy with these associations and how they're spending the money, they should be able to opt out. They should be able to say, hey, that's my percentage of that. I'm out of here. On the other end, if I'm the organization, I say, hey, look, that'll be chaos. We won't have enough to do what we want to do. Well, satisfy what the producers want. You know, we'll put up this question on our Facebook page today. Should cattle producers be able to opt out of this program of a beef checkoff? And I want to know, what is the worst thing being done with those dollars right now? What ticks you off the most?
Well, since this program was enacted in 2015, the North Dakota Beef Commission has sent more than $2.3 million down to the National Cattlemen Beef Association.
All right, so a lot of dollars have gone to National Cattle Beef Association. Next question after the break, what have they done with it? What have they done with it that you don't think is of wise use of those dollars? when we come back, plus Jim the Flagpole Guy on deck on What's On Your
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So this show doesn't go without our fine sponsors. That includes our friends at Pipers, Pipers.com. They are the land pros, America's land auctioneer. And coming up on, this one is, Chris, you gave me one that was February 3rd. Steele County, that was yesterday. Find me an auction that's still to come, not the one in Steele County that was yesterday. I said to Chris, find me one of these that actually is coming. The best thing for you to do is to take a look at hunting land, crop production land, you name it. Whatever you're looking for. Maybe it's some wine country land. Maybe it's dairy land. Pipers.com has it for you. Go to Pipers.com. Call them for a catalog. Machinery auctions are just filling up something fierce. The land auctions happening all the time. Pipers.com. Okay? Now, let's finish with our friend Alan Lund. He's a cattle producer from right around Selfridge, North Dakota. And Alan is advocating for House Bill 1487, which would allow cattle producers to opt out of the beef checkoff. Before the break, you said what you most don't like about it is $2.3 million has gone to the national organization. What have they done with the money that you think is a waste of that money, Alan?
You know, to answer this very simple, I don't know.
So it's transparency. You haven't given you don't have enough confidence about where that $2.3 million goes of North Dakota cattle producers' money.
Yes.
Well, that makes sense.
There's not enough transparency.
Yeah, well, at a minimum, there ought to be transparency of every penny. Right? And Alan, I appreciate you joining us today, walking us through this issue, and we will continue to focus on this, talk to some people that agree, disagree. The associations will stay on it before the vote, okay?
Well, I appreciate it, Scott.
Thanks, Alan. Should cattle producers be able to opt out of the beef checkoff program? Question of the day on the What's On Your Mind Facebook page and Twitter. If you haven't followed us yet on either, please do so. You get tidbits of the show as the show goes. You miss the show, you can go back, take a look. All right? That's the question. I'm typing the question as I speak, and I'm going to get it to Liam. Now let's go to Jim, the flagpole guy. So we had a little chat off the air, Jim, and the chat was something to this flavor. Chris said, Scott, you're a good man. I get a little embarrassed when he says that, so I said, no, you and Todd and Kevin, you're all good men, and there's damn few of us left. Who else we got put in that list? And you and Larry, the engineer at K-Fire, got put on the list. So you're a good
right
man.
Back at
you're a good man, according to our crew here, and I believe every word of that. How are you, sir?
Well, you know, Scott, isn't that just how things work sometimes? I'm well, thank you, and good morning, everybody. I just wanted to speak to the goodness of North Dakota. I felt like all week I was supposed to just talk about what's good in this world, you know. I don't want to ruin this goodness by not speaking about the people that I go visit. You know, Fred and his son Scott from Patriot Fuels. They run a good business. This is a family, you know. He started out young. He had a dream. He just kept working. And today they employ a lot of people. And I like going in their bathrooms because they're always clean. And the towel, it advances just so you can rip it off. You don't have to sit there and wait for three blinks, right? But it's always clean and it's nice. You can have a nice clean handle when you go out. Well,
and it's impossible to miss, too, because of the mother of all flags on 85 between Watford City and Williston, Bud Alexander is where it's at, right?
Well, yeah, I guess that kind of second nature for people like that. They always got a good American flag out there.
I mean, it's huge, though. They have one of the biggest flags in the state, don't they?
Well, it's 30 by 60, and I built a special table just so I could accommodate that flag when we mend it and we sew it, and we put it back up for them. And he has, you know, he was going through two or three a year. They're expensive. And, what I'm finding is that he has four on the shelf right now, and they've all been flown at least once, sometimes twice. So the cost, all my theories are coming true 4 years into this, and I made a lot of hopes, and that seems to be going in a positive direction. But then you come down to Archibald Farms into South Dakota, south of Hettinger. What an outfit. What great. I stopped in because I had a flag for him that we fixed, and I was going to Lemon to stay that night to work for Mr. Dave. And we go into, he invites me, well, come on down, I'll show you around. Oh, what a tight ship. You know, and for every one of the Archibalds, there's 100 more. But this guy, he's got this working pen, heated floors. It's designed to minimize cattle from being, you know, spooky. They can get them in, work them, their shots, you know, three times. And what an America story. And then I go back to Ryan a year ago, near Napoleon, and you walk in his shop and it's just, I was like, wow, that's a nice piece of equipment he got there. Well, it's 20 years old. Holy smokes, they look brand new. Peterbilt. America. I want to just say to all of you out there in North Dakota, you guys have extreme amounts of value. And you're what made this country. Keep your head up. And listen to Mike Lindell. I saw this on YouTube this morning. I've been saying we need to pray for Mike, everybody. In Jesus' name, that Mike fulfills his purpose. Because he, when you read his book, you understand. But what is bringing out... Share that YouTube video. Go find it right now.
Yes, it is really, really good. And by the way, the documentary is dropping on Friday. Absolute Proof. Absolute Proof. It's going to be at MichaelJLindell.com now on Friday. Watch for it, MichaelJLindell.com. Call this good man, Jim the Flagpole Guy. Get that flag flying, ndflagpoleguy.com or 571-FLAG.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, and we're in a sauna. We're starting out 2021 doing the radio ads in a sauna. Why are we doing that?
Because it is the number one wellness product on the planet Earth. There's a lot of benefits, including, you know, you sit in a sauna, you boost your immune system, your white blood cells, and that prevents illness. So a lot of good and a lot more good beyond that, but that's just one to talk about.
Your New Year's resolutions come true with a sauna purchase from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.